God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. This is Brother Hutchings inviting the listeners to another Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. And here now is Brother Jerry.
Thanks, Brother Hutchings. Today, Brother Hutchings and David Benoit of Glory Ministries close an interesting series of programs on 9 seducing spirits. Perfect topic as we approach Halloween. On the broadcast, they'll cover at least 2 of the seducing spirits, the spirit of Antichrist and the spirit of apathy. Here now is Brother Hutchings.
Thank you, Brother Jerry. Brother Dave has an excellent DVD that's 2.5 hours long. It's one of the best I've seen. Could you tell us a little bit about that, Dave?
Well, Dr. Hutchings, I actually shot this at Thomas Road Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. The same people who shoot the Thomas Road Baptist Church, the Old Time Gospel Hour, also filmed our program. And it is 2.5 hours in length, and I cover a lot of different subjects. For example, can a Christian be demon-possessed? Are there real witches? I give 8 reasons why God tolerates the devil. You know, people say, well, if there is a God, why didn't he just go ahead and kill the devil and get it over with? I give 8 reasons why that God will not destroy the devil until a certain period of time. I also talk about reincarnation. Do you know that there are people who can pervert the scriptures and actually prove through perversion that reincarnation was taught by Jesus Christ? You say, no way. I'm telling you, Satan is a liar. We talked about that yesterday. He is a lying spirit. He's a deceiver, a master deceiver. So I will talk about that. I talk about astrology and witchcraft. It's 2.5 hours packed full of information, ladies and gentlemen. Let me also tell you this. I also have a book called 14 Things Witches Hope Parents Never Find Out.
Thank you, Brother Dave. And the book 14 Things Witches Hope Parents Never Find Out. It's an excellent book for young people, for parents. We could go on and on to give you statistics about how the occult is spreading across this nation. It's just unbelievable. But in our study on the 9 seducing spirits that are ravaging our nation today, we've dealt with 7 of them so far. We can't go back over and recap because we don't have the time. But the 8th seducing spirit that we read about in Scripture that would be upon us in the last days is the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you go all the way back to ancient Israel, and the people got tired of the judge that God had put over them. So they said, give us a king. And so they went out and they selected the biggest, tallest, most handsome man in Israel, Saul, to be their king. People want to put their problems and troubles on a great leader. They always have. They're always looking for a great man to lead them. Of course, we have a great man. Now, that's Lord Jesus Christ, who came and was born of a virgin. And he is the greatest man who ever lived because he was both man and God. And he still is. And we know that today the world is looking for someone to lead them. We're always looking for some president who's going to solve all our problems and give us all good jobs and a nice home. We're always looking for that. The world, I think, is finally going to find someone they think that's going to fill this bill. And he is called in the Bible the Antichrist. And this spirit that is in the world today, where somebody needs to come forward, at least that's what the people think, to take all our burdens upon themselves so we don't have to worry about all this anymore. And so that's what they're looking for. They're looking for a God man.
Well, you know, Dr. Hutchings, I remember when Barack Obama was saying that he was going to go for change and that he was bringing hope and all this. And people really voted on him believing that he was going to bring change and hope, and he was going to unify the country and everything else. And everything he seemingly has done has actually divided the country, whether it's the thing with the illegals coming in Arizona, or whether it's health care, or whether it's cap and trade. There's no unity. It's all division. That's the reason why I do not personally believe that Barack Obama, although some people might believe that he's the Antichrist, because the Antichrist, when he makes promises, he's going to fulfill those promises for a season.
I noticed a poll recently that said 15% of the population do believe that he is the Antichrist candidate. We're not saying that ourselves, of course, but I think that is an awareness by many that these are the last days, and many believe that the Antichrist is alive and in the world today. And he well could be, because if this is the last generation, then the Antichrist is alive. We read in 1 John 4:3 that the spirit of Antichrist is one of the seducing spirits that is in the world today, if not one of the most strongest. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come. So it is an it. It is the spirit of Antichrist, the spirit of the devil. And even now, already, is it in the world. So they were looking for Caesar and
yes,
some great man then, but even more so today. And we're told that in the last days, this spirit of Antichrist is finally going to bring forth a man that the nations are going to accept as the Antichrist.
And you know, Dr. Hutchings, the Bible says that anyone who denies that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, well, good night. That's our educators in America. That's the humanists that are teaching our children in public schools that Jesus never existed. I cannot believe it, but I've got a whole hour-long presentation where I talk about Jesus as a historical figure. There are people who, even today, are teaching in public universities, convincing young Christians and young people that Jesus is just a mythological figure. Well, let me tell you something. They're Antichrist. And then you've got people like the Muslims who say that, yeah, Jesus was a prophet, but he wasn't the Son of God. So what he's saying here is not just the Antichrist a person, but it is a spirit of that philosophy or of that thought. And that's where we're at today.
Certainly, and as we check the Bible, we're given some clues as to his identity. Number one, we read in the 8th chapter of Daniel that he rises to power in the last days, and the nations give him his power. We read, too, that he will rule the whole world.
See, now that's an interesting thing, because, you know, Barack Obama can't, or most presidents in the last years, including George Bush, they can't even run America. How are they going to run the world? That's what's going to make this guy surpass any other leader is, you know, there have been the Napoleons who wanted to rule the world. There have been the Caesars who wanted to rule the world. They couldn't do it. This man will actually rule the entire world.
Certainly, and we know in order to do that, national TV had the international television, the increase of travel. This could not have been possible back in Paul's day. For example, it would take a year to send an army or someone from Jerusalem to England and back, and at least a year to the United States and back. So only now is it possible for one man to rule the whole world. And you know, everyone was looking to Mr. Obama. Maybe he's the man. And you know, they put the statue of him on top of Victoria Peak in Hong Kong, one of the most well-known geographic sites in the world. And they were making statues of him and pictures, and he was being lauded all over the world right after he was elected president and given the Nobel Peace Prize. So that was unheard of. So the world was hoping and thinking that perhaps this is the one.
See, here's the thing as well, Dr. Hutchings. He rules the whole world. You know what that means? That means he's going to have to have control over Gaddafi. He's going to have control over Ahmadinejad. He's going to have control over Hezbollah. He's going to have control over Palestine. When this guy comes to power, everybody's going to give their crowns to him. That's what's going to be an amazing thing.
Yes, and we read that all nations, languages, and tongues and nations will worship him and say, he is the one. He is here. He's the one that's going to save the world from destruction. And that's one of the fears, that the spirit of fear that we dealt with on a previous program. So that is one thing that is going to bring this man to power, the one that is going to save the world from nuclear destruction. And we read that he will make crafts prosper, and the riches of the world will be at his steps. He's going to have control of all banking, gold, silver. He's going to have a one-world economic system, one-world political system. And the nations are going to give him his power because he's their only hope.
Mm-hmm. And here's the interesting thing, Dr. Hutchinson. When you look at Iran and how they're talking about using the nuclear warheads or trying to make a nuclear bomb and things like that, and you look at terrorism worldwide, something major, I'm not talking about just knocking over a couple of buildings, something major is going to happen that all the world cries out for one man.
Yes, we read that he will make a treaty with Israel. That's one of the most troublesome spots in the world because it's an issue of Judaism, Islam, and Christianity. And there is a mindset that if we could just solve that problem, then it would be easier to bring peace between all the religions in the world. It may be that way for a time. We read also that he will divide the land, meaning Israel, for gain. And what are they trying to do now? Divide the nation of Israel. And God says that nation cannot be divided. That that's his land. And he put his people, Israel, on that land. But now then, the Antichrist is going to divide the land, meaning into two parts. And that's what they're trying to do right now.
And you know, Dr. Hutchinson, that's another reason why I believe that this whole thing is a spiritual thing. It's not going to be a man who's just an eloquent speaker, that's just a very nice-looking guy and very cordial. It's going to be a supernatural thing. How do you tell Hezbollah not to blow up something? How do you tell the Palestinians not to be terrorists? How do you tell these people all to come together to bring peace? You see, the Bible says, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father, you will do it. He was a liar from the beginning and a murderer. And I really believe that there's a spirit, a destructive spirit, that follows the Antichrist. And all of a sudden, he tells them in the supernatural realm, don't blow things up. Don't kill people. Let's stop. And it happens.
That is certainly true. We know that this man will be popular all over the world. And the scriptures indicate he will travel a lot and that he will stand on the Temple Mount showing the whole world that he is God. That's going to be his claim. Now, what would it take a man to imagine in his own mind that he is God? If all the world is worshiping him, if he seemingly has a plan to solve all the world's problems, to bring peace to the world, to save the world from nuclear destruction, then he begins to imagine himself that he is God, or the devil puts this spirit in him, that he is the Antichrist, or the one who's going to save the world and rule over Satan's kingdom. Bring in Satan's kingdom.
This guy might be the total incarnation of the devil himself. I mean, he is possessed by the devil. I don't think the devil possesses people today. I think demons possess people, but the devil's too busy doing other things. This guy, he may possess him himself, Dr. Hutchings, and nobody wants to be called God any more than the devil, because that's how he revolted against God himself. He said, I will be like the Most High. I will be like God.
Well, yes, that was the intent of Satan, and it still is intent, to exalt his throne above the throne of God. And the Antichrist is his man here on earth to help him do that, to prevent Jesus Christ coming back to Israel. And that's why he stands on the Temple Mount. And I think there's going to be a Temple Mount built there. We read in Scripture that the Lord himself will come to his temple. And when the Antichrist goes to the temple, he will claim that prophecy is being fulfilled in him. That will seem like make him a more credible Christ to the world, a Savior to the world. So he seemingly fulfills many of the biblical prophecies about the real Christ, and that will make it easier for him to be worshipped as God.
Well, you know, we are living in the last days, and we do know the Antichrist is going to be brought to power in the last days.
Let's look at the ninth seducing spirits. As we said, there are nine. There is one more that we haven't mentioned. That is the spirit of apathy. We read, for the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and has closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, hath he covered. And also, according as it is written, God has given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day, Romans 11:8. And we have many other scriptures about the sleeping spirit or the spirit of apathy. The devil does not care how much the church or individual Christians resent or know about homosexuality, Islam, false religions, all these evil spirits. The devil doesn't care, just as long as we don't do anything about it. A sleeping Christian, the one who is not doing anything, one who is apathetic, sleeping, is the most useless person in the world.
See, this is the most subtle one, I think. This could be one of the most dangerous ones, not because of the fact of being able to hurt you, it's to hurt others. All these other spirits have been to hurt everybody. The apathetic spirit is something that hurts others because we don't do anything about it. It's like watching a fire and we don't go in to rescue somebody. It's like somebody drowning and we don't throw them something. That's what makes this spirit so dangerous. You know, Jonah fell asleep while he was running away from God. Now, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, there were people in these ships who were professional sailors. They were scared. Not Jonah. He had the spirit of slumber upon him. Samson fell asleep. They cut his hair. He didn't even realize it. The disciples couldn't even wait with him for 1 hour. They kept falling asleep. And you know what, Dr. Hutchings, I feel that that's exactly where we're at today in the church. He says, can't you wait with me for just 1 hour? We're getting near the end of the ages. Can't you just stay with me here? I did come up with something that I think is kind of clever, Dr. Hutchings. It's the perfect condition for sleeping. People fall asleep when they're comfortable. You know, if nothing else about the recession and everything else, people are now not as comfortable as they were 6 months ago, 2 years ago. You know, people fall asleep in comfortable churches. People fall asleep when they're freezing to death. People today are cold and hard, and they're sleeping. And people fall asleep when they're fatigued. Dr. Hutchings, you've been behind this mic for, what, 50 years, calling out the battle cry, telling people that the end of the ages is near and we need to prepare. I'm sure there's some times when you get tired, Dr. Hutchings.
Well, yes, but the Lord always lifts me up and keeps me going. We have a mission, and evidently I have not completed my mission. And when it is completed, the Lord will let me know. But, you know, as we've looked at all these nine seducing spirits, the most dangerous one is the ninth one, the spirit of apathy, the spirit of sleeping, because We're told that the Lord will come as a thief in the night. People will be sleeping.
You know, Dr. Hutchings, let me give you the spirit that God gives to counter that. In Isaiah 61:3, it says, "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, and give unto them beauty for ashes and oil for joy for mourning, the garment of praises for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness and planted of the Lord." You know, Dr. Hutchings, when a mom or dad are brokenhearted, they can't sleep. When a person is brokenhearted, they can't sleep. The cure for apathy is that God gets a hold of our heart and burdens our heart for the lost.
Yes. Those of you who are out there listening today, you need to try to wake up your sleeping church members, because we live in serious times. And Paul said that serious times would come, and many would depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. In this series, we have tried to cover these 9 seducing spirits that is in the church today. It's in our nation today. We trust that these have been helpful to alert us as to what is going on in the world, because the devil is going about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And we need to wake up, because the bridegroom is coming. And we prayed that most of them were like the virgins who all went out, and they had no light, and the bridegroom come, and they were sleeping. So the spirit of apathy today is the most dangerous spirit in the church. We would pray that we would wake up. Here now is Brother Jerry to perhaps suggest some materials or DVD and some other items that we have here that will help you better understand and to help others to wake up and be Christians or watchmen on the wall. And that's what we need in these last days.
Well, friends, the materials we're offering today certainly will help you and others to wake up. Don't miss getting them. The 2.5 hours on 2 DVDs entitled Disarming the Powers of Darkness will be sent in appreciation of a $20 contribution in the U.S., $22 in Canada. The 168-page book, 14 Things Witches Hope Parents Never Find Out, is available for a gift of $10 in the U.S., $12 in Canada. Better yet, get the book and DVDs at the same time for an offering of $25 in the U.S., $28 in Canada. To get them, phone 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio Ministries, Post Office Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma 73008. The website address is swrc.com. And don't forget Brother Hutchings' popular book, 40 Irrefutable Signs of the Last Generation. It's 216 pages in length, printed on 8.5 by 11-inch pages. Get it when you make a $20 contribution in the U.S., $22 in Canada. The 5 programs in this series are also available. Get them on CD or cassette tape for an offering of $22 in the U.S., $23 for Canadian listeners. Remember, too, that we have the Halloween materials that have been offered in the past. To get any or all of these important resources, call 1-800-652-1144. The web address is swrc.com. On Monday, Brother Dave returns for one more program. He'll be answering questions about Satan on your Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. It's time for a Bible in the News report, a recent story with a biblical viewpoint, a feature of your Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. Reporting is Dr. Bob Glaze.
There are a number of things that keep plaguing America concerning President Barack Obama. First, there is the question of his citizenship. The answer to this question answers his qualifications for being president. Second, is he a Muslim? Certainly he bows and scrapes to foreign Muslim leaders, but that doesn't necessarily make him a Muslim. Third and most important, is he a Christian? Do his words and actions reflect Christ and the Christian faith? We cannot judge his motives, but we can judge his works or words. Remember, Obama is the first and only president that was not raised in a Christian home. He was born in a Muslim family and raised a Muslim the early part of his life and then attended Rats Church for 20 years. The atmosphere that he lived in could only have confused him. However, Christ can clear his mind and give him direction. 1 John 5:10-13 makes it very clear what should dictate his answers concerning his Christianity. He that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. In an article written by Chuck Norris on townhall.com entitled Obama, Muslim Missionary, he quotes Obama's answers to questions concerning his Christianity. Obama's answers place doubt on his Christian faith. The article states that 1 in 5 Americans believe that Obama is a Muslim, and his answers concerning his Christian faith do nothing to alleviate this doubt. The article relates how the Pew Forum on Religious and Public Life arranged a series of 4 parts to determine what Obama believes concerning prayer, heaven, Bible, and the person of Jesus. During his run for senator, the Chicago Sun-Times asked questions about the 4 themes. First, do you pray often? Answer, yeah, I guess I do. Could he possibly be referring to Allah? Second, ask whether he read the Bible. Absolutely. These days I don't have much time for reading and reflection, period. I'll be honest with you, I used to all the time in a fairly disciplined way. But during the course of this campaign, I don't. Even the Muslims think the Bible is a good book. Third, his response to heaven was, do I believe in harps and clouds and wings? What I believe is that if I live my life as well as I can, that I will be rewarded. Could he possibly be thinking of being rewarded with 72 virgins? No wonder Michelle won't go with him to any Muslim country. Fourth, who's Jesus to you? He immediately responded with a nervous laugh, followed by a rather sarcastic, right. He proceeded, Jesus is a historical figure for me, and he's also a bridge between God and man in the Christian faith, and one that I think is powerful precisely because he serves as that means of us reaching something higher, and he's also a wonderful teacher. The Muslims also teach that Jesus was a good teacher. Norris states, it is also no wonder that Americans are confused about Obama's religion, because he himself sounds confused about it.
That's today's Bible in the News report from Southwest Radio Ministries. Join us for your next Watchman on the Wall program and a Bible in the News report.